This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Faherty Up Close from a Distance. My guest today is someone that I'm very excited about. I'm really into comedy, and he's done everything from Shakespeare to Second City to game shows, and, of course, the amazing sketch comedy show Key & Peele. It is Keegan Michael Key. Keegan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, David, for having me. Appreciate it, man. This is fun.
It's great. I've really been looking forward to this. Where are you at the moment?
I am in Los Angeles, California.
Who were your mentors, I want to ask? You know, when you think of Second City, I always think of Aykroyd and Belushi and, and many Canadians.
I learned a lot of my physical comedy from Chevy Chase. I learned a lot of, I learned the kind of the art of writing from Mike Myers. Right. Also, people playing outlandish characters. Speaking of Canadians, Jim Carrey is a huge inspiration. Peter Sellers, who was in, who was in his own sketch. It's funny, I have a lot of British influences. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, Fry and Laurie. Yeah. Those people affected me because I've always been so covetous of, I'm a very physical performer. I'm very covetous of their wit, of being able to just stand in one spot and have worlds come out of their mouths.
Yeah.
But also, Steve Carell, Steve Colbert, Tina Fey, and there are some of the biggest influences for me are a lot of people from Second City that you will never have heard of, that were instrumental in me honing my skills as an improviser and as a sketch writer.
Describe to me, you know, your writing process, the stuff that you do with Jordan. You got to be very proud of him. Boy, I mean, he is just gone absolutely.
Just like into outer space. And I'm so proud of him. Elle and I, it fills our hearts, the success, because he deserves the success so much. Our writing process at Key & Peele was extremely similar to our writing process at Second City. So what we would do is sit in a room with our writers at the beginning of a week, and people just start throwing in ideas. And once we fall on an idea, you can usually feel the room. Six or seven people will kind of go, whoop, and their radar will go to this one idea, and we'll all go, ooh, right there. Right. And then, David, it's like sharks to chum.
Yeah.
So what you do is you start jumping on the idea, and one of the concepts that every improviser knows is it's called yes and. You yes and something, meaning that someone comes up with an idea, you affirm the idea and you add on to the idea. And so we would say, ooh, what if this and this? Oh yes, and this. And then you build and build and build. And then that writer goes off and writes that sketch.
Do you have to lose your ego to a certain extent in a room like that? Because, you know, you'll have an idea and people don't like it?
The rule is you still have to put your ego in the shoebox at the front door. We have like a little shoebox at the front door. Put your ego when you get to work.
Right.
But the big thing was always you yes and every idea, and then organically the ideas kind of fall away if they don't if they don't have any metal. They kind of fall away, and the idea, you can feel everyone sparking to the ideas that seem to be clear. The ideas that seem to be crystallizing quickly, and they're the ideas that have what we would call in the business a joke bucket. So some ideas have a joke bucket. So once the premise is put out, you see everybody going, you know, and then everyone starts shooting. They start shooting baskets. They start shooting their jokes into the bucket that person created. And so those other ideas, it's not about nah. It's always, if you see six people go, you might want to move on from that idea. If you see everybody kind of lean forward in their seats, then you know that you might be working with something here.
Some of the skits that you've written with Jordan, specifically the one that stands out to me, there's two. There's Mr. Garvey, obviously, is amazing. But the East West Bowl. I've always been fascinated with the names. McCringleberry.
Yeah,
the real one, DeBrickishaw Ferguson, seriously?
Real guy.
Is that a family name or what?
Exactly. That's what I said. I think someone once said, oh no, I've heard about DeBrickishaw Ferguson's name, that it's a family name. That ain't no family name.
I don't think
what
so.
What family is that from? The family
really.
of the...
let's call him DeBrickishaw, honey.
DeBrickishaw Ferguson from the Birmingham Fergusons?
Yeah.
from the Isle of Skye, Ferguson's.
Another Northern Irish name, incidentally, Ferguson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very much. That's very much so. Yes. Yeah. A shared name between Scotland and Northern Ireland. Yeah. That's
right. It is. Now, I have a daughter, Erin, which.
You mean E. Ryan? You talking about E. Ryan?
Yeah.
E. Ryan Faherty? Is E. Ryan Faherty here?
Yeah. Yeah. Do people still sort of yell that out at you?
Every day. Well, not during the pandemic, of course, but every day. It's Erin from across the street. And he just comes, hey, how's it going?
That's fun.
Yeah, it's really, and people come up to me often and say, hey, hi, just wanted to introduce myself. You ruined my life. Let me guess, your name's Blake? And they go, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Let's do a little rapid fire. I can't believe we've only got 15 minutes here. I mean, this is a nightmare for me.
I'm sorry, you want to do the rapid fire?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to mention Game On a little bit, but...
Game On.
This is the best new sports program that everybody should watch. It's really good. It's going to be a blast. You've never seen anything like it. And if you got the sports fix, if you need your fill, this is going to be the show. It's a sports-themed, sports-oriented program.
May 27th, CBS, 8 o'clock.
That's right.
All right, yeah. So what other projects are you working on besides the game show you've got coming up?
I have another show right now that's called Brain Games that's on Disney Plus.
And it freaks me out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Drew Brees, right? Yeah. I mean, I know. Can I do it? I can't even. Wait, hold on. Oh, God, no, hold on.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, yeah, maybe. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Was it bimanual interference?
Bimanual interference. That's exactly it, which I think is required in golf.
Yeah.
Everything's required in golf.
It does, yeah. Let's do a little rapid fire here. NFL, NBA, or MLB?
NFL.
All right. Detroit Lions or Patriots?
Oh, Detroit.
Stupid question.
Detroit Lions. Right, lightning round.
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Really?
Yeah, I know I'm a student of comedy, but my first love is drama. I enjoy comedy. I adore comedy.
Yeah.
There's something about drama there's just something about it.
What happened when you first met Meryl Streep?
You know what? Here was the surprise, David. There is a grace about her that isn't, it's not ethereal. The thing about Meryl, it's how grounded and down to earth she is. That's the thing that I think surprised me the most. She's, you know, she doesn't want you to bask in her greatness. She just is great. She's Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
He's just Arnie.
Who was your favorite athlete growing up?
Barry Sanders. Well, growing up would have been Billy Sims. Sims was the original, between Lem Barney, who was a little bit before my time, who was a Detroit Lion, and Billy Sims, he was so dynamic. He was why I wanted, him and Lynn Swan were why I wanted to be football players.
Who are your three main comic influences?
Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and Peter Sellers.
Those three magnificent. Funniest movie of all time?
The second Naked Gun.
Right.
It's because it's a joke that's on top of wordplay, that's on top of a sight gag, that's on top of slapstick.
Slayers.
You know what I mean? An Airplane too. Those movies, they're so packed tight with comedy that you never have a chance to breathe.
What is your favorite impression?
My favorite impression is Barack Obama.
Oh, right. And that was brilliant at the press writers thing. It was just phenomenal. Well, listen, I hope to have you on my Golf Channel show sometime in the near future when we get rid of all this stuff. I'd love to hear about your golf. But give us a little Obama on the way out.
Everybody, do your best to stay inside. It's an opportunity to share love with your family, friends. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Greatness. Egan, thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, ART19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.